Good afternoon, sir. My name is Dr. Anderson. I'm the company's chief of medicine, and I'll be performing the final phase of your pre-employment screening. I see from your chart that you already have had a thorough exam by one of our staff doctors, and it looks like your lab results came back without any red flags. Very good. Overall, I would say that you're healthy and in good shape for someone your age. However, I will need to perform a few more tests just to make sure that you possess proper sexual functionality. Yes, sir. You heard me correctly. The company insists on a comprehensive medical examination, and that does include a check on your reproductive system. In a few moments, I will collect a sperm sample, but first I need to perform a preliminary inspection. If you could come and stand here, please. Yes, right here in front of me. Now drop your pants, please. Yes, sir. Drop your pants. I need to inspect your penis. I'm sorry, sir, but this inspection is mandatory. I don't understand why you're so reluctant to show me your penis. Are you normally this reserved about exposing your body? Is there something about yourself that you find embarrassing? I mean, you don't have a little penis, do you? Oh, you do. That could present a problem. How little is it, exactly? Well, you're going to have to show me, sir. I have no choice in the matter. If you don't let me inspect your penis, I can't recommend you for employment. It's that simple. I think you should try to relax. Take a deep breath and think about the opportunities that a position with this company could offer you. The compensation package is very generous. Are you really willing to give it all up just because you're ashamed of your little penis? Why don't you just let me undo your pants and take a look for myself? It will only take a moment and then you can sit back up. Stand still for me and keep your arms at your sides. Oh dear. That's even smaller than I thought it would be. It appears to be acutely underdeveloped. It's like you have the penis of a little boy. In fact, because it's so, well, very small, I will need to collect some additional data about your sexual function before I can give my approval. At a minimum, I'll need to observe you achieve and maintain a full erection. You will have to make your penis hard for me. Are you comfortable stimulating yourself manually while I observe? No, I didn't think you would be. Many men with undersized genitalia find it difficult to masturbate in front of a complete stranger. I don't suppose you would like me to aid you in developing an erection? Yes, I am very serious. I am a medical professional and I have no problem manipulating your penis so that it becomes erect. This is a purely scientific exercise. This should only take a few moments. Actually, I don't know exactly how I'm supposed to do this. I can't get a good grip on your penis because it is so little. It won't fit in my hand without a solid grip. How am I supposed to caress your penis to a full erection? It seems that my only real option is to use my mouth. Would that be all right with you? It's fine. I don't see any other alternative. Let's begin, shall we? Your erection is developing rather quickly. I can feel your penis rapidly engorging as I suck and lick it. Yes, indeed. I believe your little penis is almost fully erect. And you're maintaining a full erection with continued low-intensity stimulation. You're doing well, sir. I should be able to give you my recommendation if you can sustain my mouth sucking your penis for a few more minutes. So try and hold on a little bit longer. Is there something wrong, sir? Your body is tensing up and... I can definitely feel some sort of tremor. When my tongue laps up against the head of your penis like this. You're not about to ejaculate, are you? Oh my god. I didn't expect you to ejaculate so prematurely. I certainly didn't expect you to ejaculate in my mouth. I wish you would warn me. If I'd known you were about to come, I would have taken the opportunity to collect a sperm sample. But instead, I accidentally swallowed it all. Do you have a history of premature ejaculation? I was afraid that might be the case, but being a premature ejaculator won't necessarily disqualify you from getting hired by the company. Nor will the fact that your penis is small and underdeveloped. However, if you are able to achieve and maintain an erection long enough to engage in sexual intercourse, we might have a problem. Full sex is the next portion of our examination. I need to make sure that you don't also suffer from performance anxiety or erection loss during intercourse. Premature ejaculators with small penises tend to suffer from those conditions as well. But before we move on to that, I suppose I will have to suck another erection into your penis. I should warn you that there is a time limit for achieving a secondary erection. If your penis doesn't get hard within the first 30 minutes of me sucking and licking it, I will have to terminate the examination. Do you understand? Just try to get hard as quick as possible, okay? Let's try this again. Oh, good. Your erection is coming back. short refractory period is always a positive indicator. I think your little penis is as erect as it's going to get. I'm gonna have you lay back on the exam table while I climb onto your lap and straddle you now. That's it. No, sir, we won't be using contraceptive. I can't authorize the use of a condom in this part of the inspection. Not with your condition. A latex barrier would deaden the sensation to your penis, which might cause artificially delayed ejaculation. I'm gonna have to insist on bareback sex. It wouldn't be a fair representation of your ability if you were to be spared the pleasure of my tight, sweet wetness gripping your penis. Yes, accidental pregnancy is a possibility, but that's a risk I'm willing to take for scientific accuracy. And besides, I'm gonna dismount before you have another orgasm. I plan to finish you off with my hand so I can collect the sperm sample. But first, I'm gonna lower myself down onto your little penis. Oh. And I slide myself up and down on top of you. I can feel your penis. I feel so. Well, it feels so. Let me undo my top. I just want you to like and suckle on my large breasts, okay? Yeah, it will help you stay hard, okay? That's right. Tease my huge breasts while I ride your little penis. Do you feel like you might ejaculate, son? Would it help if I kissed you? I can use my tongue if you think that will help. You seemed to like it earlier when I wrapped my tongue around the tip of your penis. Okay. What's happening, sir? You ejaculated inside of me. Oh my god. Pump it into me with your little penis. I can feel you. I can feel your penis spilling your semen inside me. It's taken. And it feels so good. I can feel you. Fill me up with your semen. Oh, God. That was unfortunate. You had another premature ejaculation. Oh. But don't worry. I think I'll still be able to approve your application. Your penis seems to function properly. Perhaps a little too well. Your performance was technically adequate. And I believe that with time, I can help elevate your premature ejaculation condition. You will need to come to my office a few times a day for at least 6 months for sexual sensation and arousal therapy. The only way to limit the frequency of your premature ejaculation episodes is to systematically expose your penis to increasing levels of direct sexual stimulation. Essentially, I want to train your penis to accept intense sexual pleasure without popping too early. And I will clear my schedule so I can personally administer your treatment as often as possible. I'm confident that evening and weekend sessions will not be necessary in the long run, but for now you can expect me to make house calls daily. I also have a king-size bed all to myself at my house, and we can meet there for your sessions too if you prefer. Now, since I've failed once again to retrieve an uncontaminated sperm sample, I'm afraid that I will need to assist you in achieving a third and hopefully final orgasm. I'll begin again by sucking you to a full erection, and I'll manually drain you into the specimen cup this time. But you must warn me when you feel an orgasm approaching. If you ejaculate in my mouth again, I will have to start all over. So shall we begin?